Hello, everyone. This is LS, your hostess. And no, not the letter L. E-L-L-E. L. Welcome to the Seven Keys podcast. In the last episode, Ash and Jax quickly found the third protector, Whip, with a Y, and completed the test quick as a whip, just like he had promised. They earned the speed key and jumped into the yellow portal. The trip through the portal wasn't as smooth as it had usually been. Traveling through the yellow oblivion was actually quite difficult. At first it went fine, but most of the trips had been about 4 seconds, and this one lasted way longer than just that. After 10 seconds, Ash started to worry. She went to take a breath to ask Jax what he thought was going on, but she could barely get one in. "What?" she started to say, but couldn't finish. She started coughing. Jax tried to ask her if she was okay, but couldn't get out much more than, "Are you?" before he started coughing too. "We can't," Ash started, but then dissolved into a coughing fit again. They couldn't breathe in here. What was going on? Why wasn't the portal letting them out? "I don't see," Jax started. Ash knew what he meant to say. "I don't see the end." They tried to reserve their breath, but as they tumbled through the portal, they still didn't see any sign of the end. Suddenly, a blackness appeared to swallow them, and they were yanked to cold reality. "My head hurts," Ash croaked out and started coughing. "Jax?" "Here," Jax moaned, holding his head. Ash squeezed her eyes shut. "What happened? Where are we?"
You don't recognize the room you've been in so many times?" Exior asked.
"Exior? They were in the portal room?" Ash sat up, which didn't do anything for the immense pain in her head. Exior looked a little blurry. Ash shook her throbbing head and rubbed her eyes, and he cleared up a bit.
"What happened?" Jax asked.
"An intense portal complication," Exior said, looking the most worried he'd looked since they had first met him.
"You two are very lucky. You could have died in there, or come out of the portal and then died, or worse."
"What's worse than us dying?" Ash wanted to know.
"You could have been trapped in the portal, dead, while your parents are down in that trapdoor, maybe dying too," Exior informed them.
"Okay, so what happened with the portal exactly?" Ash asked.
"We can't be entirely sure. Maybe there was something in the way you two jumped in, or the way you were floating in the portal, or maybe something to do with the trapdoor."
Ash perked up at the word trapdoor.
"What happened to it?"
"I don't know if anything happened to it, but if that was the case, and the portal was complicated because of the trapdoor, it could have been something to do with the keys not all returned, or the fact that there are living people below it," he said.
"I've just never experienced anything like this."
"And you're pretty old," Jax said. Ash shot him a look that said, "Don't continue with this, Jax." Exior raised his eyebrows.
"I'm aware of that."
"So, is it going to be safe to go into the next portal for the next test?" Ash asked.
"I'm not entirely certain," Exior said. "Maybe it could be a signal to the fact that your time is running out?"
"Our time is running out?" Ash and Jax screeched in unison, which sent them both into another coughing fit.
"I didn't say your time was running out," Exior said.
"I said maybe the complication with the portal is because your time is running out. Which would be strange, because you've done all these fairly quickly. Faster than most people, actually."
"What do you mean, faster than most people?" Ash wondered.
"More people than us have done this?"
"When other people they love have fallen through the trapdoor," Exior said.
Ash and Jax exchanged looks. Exior was dropping a lot of hints. It must be because he was confused with the whole portal complications thing.
"So do we go, or do we not go, or..."
Exior's brow furrowed.
"I'm just not sure. Send or not to send, that is the question."
Ash laughed, despite the tension.
"You don't really seem like a Shakespeare kind of wizard."
"I've read some in my past." Exior stomped his staff. "Let's look at the portal and see if it's in bad condition." The fourth door opened, and the portal inside was... gray.
"Is it supposed to be that color?"
Ash asked nervously. Exior shook his head.
"It's supposed to be red." He stomped his staff again.
The portal flickered a shade of crimson for a nanosecond, and then flashed back to the dark gray it had been before.
"What do we do?" Jax asked.
"I'm not sure, but your parents could be in grave danger, so I think you
that you should race through the tests as quickly as possible. I'll try to hold a protection spell up the whole time while you're in the portal, but I'm not entirely sure if it will work. But I'll attempt. Get in! Ash and Jax took deep breaths. They weren't sure if they could get any in the portal, and jumped into the gray haze. They couldn't breathe for a second, but then Exior's spell seemed to kick in, and they could breathe fine. The portal seemed to be getting tighter and more unstable with every second, and soon Ash and Jax were smushed together. There was a flash of blue light, and the portal grew again. It was Exior's spell breaking. Ah! Ash and Jax screamed with their last breaths as they dropped straight down into nothingness. There was a gasp, and Ash's eyes fluttered open. There was a lady staring at her with wide eyes, and it made her scream, but her scream turned into coughs. Thank goodness you two are alive! Jax! Ash croaked and turned over to see Jax, his eyes open too. Ash sat up and saw the lady more clearly. She was blonde and petite and was clutching a first aid kit to her chest. It looked like it was made of a hologram. What happened? Ash asked as the lady offered her some water. You two were passed out, the lady said anxiously. I wasn't sure if you had had an allergic reaction or what had happened, and I wasn't sure if I should give you an EpiPen from this first aid kit, but then you woke up and... She exhaled. I'm so thankful you two are alive, that's all. Thanks. Ash moaned, holding a hand to her head. My head hurts. Portal travel, Jax croaked, and Ash handed him the water bottle. Are you too sure you're okay? The lady asked. And what about portal travel? Oh, he was joking, Ash said quickly. Clearly, this lady wasn't the protector or anyone associated with the whole seven keys thing. And we'll be okay. Who are you, and where are we? My name is Alexandra Peters, the lady said. You're in California. Where in California? Ash wondered. No, I meant California in Jailbrooks, the lady said. Ash and Jax gave her blank stares. You must have amnesia, Alexandra Peters mumbled. Jailbrooks, the country? Ash and Jax had never heard of it. This must be in some kind of future world. Ash looked around and saw some floating cars. Yep, definitely a future world. Where are your parents? Alexandra asked. They're in... We're here alone, Ash said. Okay, are you sure you two are going to be okay? Yes, we're sure, Ash nodded. Thanks. Alexandra walked away, and Ash and Jack shakily stood up. Man, I used to love portal travel, but now I really hate it, Jack said, rubbing his head. Ash smiled. On the plus side, isn't this so cool? We're in the future world! Did you notice those? She pointed to the flying cars. Oh, I bet we'll get cool gadgets! She quickly sketched the landscape in her sketchbook. She had drawn over 40 landscapes, and they hadn't helped in any way, but she still drew them just in case. Ash was really into the future world. When she was younger, she had mapped out a whole city in the future world and written down all the inventions that they'd have, then drew those too. One of her favorites was a fridge that could tell you when things were going to go bad and when to replace them, and also would automatically do your shopping depending on what you liked based on algorithms. The features were pretty much endless. I don't think we'll get any gadgets if we're just looking for the protector. Jack shrugged. I don't think so, anyways. Ash said, yeah, you're probably right. Well then, let's go find the protector. Under her breath, she mumbled, I kind of wish we could just find him or her like we did with Whip. So Ash and Jack searched around for a long time, stopping occasionally to eat. Where on earth could that protector be? Suddenly, they heard loud cheering coming from the building, so Ash turned around. Maybe the protector's in there, she suggested, pointing to it. The sign said it was the Kids Debate Hall of California. Let's go inside, Jack said. They were about to push the doors open when they folded up and disappeared. Ash shrugged. Future tech, she and Jack said at the same time. They walked inside and saw a bunch of people sitting around in a circle at holographic desks with screens projected from them. Each one had a certain amount of points. Welcome, welcome, one and all, a girl around Ash and Jack's age said, standing in the center of it all. Wanna play? Are you the protector? Ash asked. The girl laughed. Of course. Welcome to the smarts test. She adjusted her green glasses and grinned. My name is Gabby Ramos, and you are?
Ash Reed, Ash said.
I'm her younger brother, Jax, Jax added. They both sat down at the two empty desks. For this test, we are going to split everyone here. Gabby waved her hand, and all the other desks conjoined with one big screen displaying 0 points. And you two. She waved her hand again, and Ash and Jax's desks combined with the screen, too. In two teams. You're going to try to ring the bell and answer the question before the other person. If you get the right answer, you win that round. If you don't get it, then the other team gets a chance to get a point. If they don't get it right, nobody gets a point. Oh, and also, there is a 30-second time limit. If you can answer in 30 seconds, the other team gets a chance, like if the team doesn't get it. Understand? Everybody nodded. Good. All right. Are you ready to begin? Wait, Ash called, shooting her hand up in the air. When will the round be over?
After 10 minutes, Gabby responded.
Now, is everyone ready?
Everyone nodded again.
Gabby grinned. All right, everyone, get ready. The first question is... What is the number of players on an ice hockey team?
Jax instantly slammed the buzzer.
Go, Jax! He had played hockey before, so he probably knew the answer.
6 on each side, he said confidently.
Gabby cheered. Woo! That is correct! The first point of the game goes to the challengers!
Their hollow scoreboard changed to 1 point.
The next question. How tall is a basketball hoop in feet?
How are Ash and Jack supposed to know that?
The other side hit the buzzer, and a kid with short blonde hair said confidently, 10 feet. And the kids' debate team gets their first point, Gabby exclaimed, and their scoreboard changed to 1 point like the challengers' side. Who is the Greek god of music? Gabby asked.
Ash slammed the buzzer this time.
Apollo! 2 points for the challengers, Gabby cheered. Checkers were invented in which country?
Egypt, Jax exclaimed after hitting the buzzer, and he earned a point for their side.
What was the first country to use postcards?
Austria, a kid from the other side said.
What is the wizard named in The Hobbit?
Gandalf, Ash said.
What is a small Japanese orange called?
Gabby yelled.
A kumquat, Jax called out.
Soon, the round was over. Ash sucked in a breath.
Who had won? The round was a tie, Gabby announced. So we'll need to have another round,
Ash sighed. Her brain hurt enough already.
But first, we'll have a break for everyone to cool off and have snacks or whatever they need to do, Gabby said.
Phew, Ash said. Come on, Jax, let's go outside.
They went, and Ash found a holographic bench for them to sit on near the kids' debate hall.
We have to think of a strategy to win for sure, Ash said.
Yeah, Jack said. But what, we study a bunch of questions online?
I guess, Ash said, pulling out her phone.
Yippee, it was dead again.
She plugged it into the phone charger.
How about you quiz me on some questions?
Okay, Jack scrunched his face all up.
What's the color of a golden retriever?
Ash rolled her eyes. Golden?
Jax grinned sheepishly. How about you quiz me instead?
Ash laughed. Okay, then. Let me think here. What does Michael Jordan play?
Basketball, Jax said.
This is too easy.
Man, do I wish your phone was charged.
However, the phone would take 20 minutes to charge enough for her to use it, since it was an older model. Or old-ish, I guess.
And the round would start in 15 minutes.
Jax wished for the phone to be charged. Ash wished for the right answer.
Well, that's it for the 7th episode. Crazy. I should have some kind of bonus episode or something because there's 7 keys. 7 episodes so far. Get it? Well, maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Who knows? Also, I hope Ash and Jax will be okay on the way home. I honestly have no clue what's going on with those portals. They can get lost in there.
Good thoughts, Elle. Good thoughts.
Okay. Tell me how you like this episode, or any episode, at ashreadpodcast@gmail.com. If you didn't catch that, that's ashreadpodcast@gmail.com. ashreidpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week.